Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition here at Get In Position to Win Today with your host, me, Richard the Financial Advocate Medley. And man, I want to thank you for your time and your energy for joining this podcast, and I really want to thank the supporters who support this podcast. And I would also like to thank my listeners that provide me with questions that they need answered. And that is exactly what we're going to do today. So let's talk about how to fix our credit. And I'm going to give you 12 simple steps to repair your credit and increase your credit score. See, credit repair isn't hard. Improving your credit score doesn't take months. Just follow these simple steps to repair your credit and improve your credit score and your ability to borrow money on terms you can afford. Now, if you go and Google credit, fix your credit, something like that, you're probably going to run across companies like Lexington Law, Credit Karma, companies of that nature. Now, they're good for information. I'm not going to knock them, but we're talking about doing it yourself, saving some money. Because what you'll find with a lot of these companies, particularly on the internet like Credit Karma, if you try to dispute letters online, it may go through, it may not go through. So I want you to use real paper. Get it in writing. See, once we get it in writing, it's a lot more proof than just a click. In places like Lexington Law, you know, we don't want to spend a lot of money for something you can do yourself. And if you let those companies do this for you, you may not necessarily know what was done to fix the particular problem. And a lot of times those people end up in the same situation, having to go back and start up again when you need to learn how to fix your credit. See, improving your credit score can mean qualifying for lower interest rates and better terms. That's true whether you need a good credit score to borrow money for personal reasons like a home loan, a car loan, or to get a credit card, and so on. Or so you can purchase inventory, lease a facility, for example, to start and grow your own business. See, the problem is credit repair is a little like improving your professional network. You only think about it when it matters. But if you don't have good credit, it's nearly impossible to correct the situation overnight. And that's what we don't want to do. That's why it's time to start repairing your credit now, before you really need it. Fortunately, it's not hard to improve your credit score. Here's a simple process you can follow. Number one, review your credit reports. Credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian are required to give you a free copy of your credit report once a year. All you have to do is ask, and I'll provide some links for you to get those, all right? Another way to see your credit report is to use free services like Credit Karma, and I talked about that, so I'm not endorsing Credit Karma, okay? So let's keep going. Number two, after you get your credit report and you read your credit report, dispute the negative marks. See, in the old days, you had to write letters to the credit bureaus if you wanted to dispute errors. And we're going to keep it like that. We're going to write the letter so that we have proof. Because I really don't want to endorse places like Credit Karma. But whatever you do, just make sure you get the most bang for your dispute efforts. Certain factors weigh more heavily on your credit score than others, so pay attention to those items first. Start with derogatory marks like collection accounts and judgments. It's not uncommon to have at least one collection account appear on your report. There have been cases where people have had two or more from healthcare providers on their insurance and they kept claiming it. And eventually, they decided to pay the providers and argue with the insurance companies. But both collections eventually wound up on their credit report. So you want to be aware of what you're doing and take notes. And that's why I say when you do it yourself and not let a company like Lexington Law do it for you, you will learn things like hard reports and soft reports. So you won't be out there just having car companies run your credit score and running it up. You need to know those little things so that you won't do them, or you need to know when you need to do them, and it all depends on what you are doing. So that's why I advise you to contact those companies yourself, develop a file. I told you a couple of things to look for off the bat, and we're going to get even deeper. So let's keep going. And if you want even more information after this podcast, just get back with me. But let's get going, because fixing those problems are easy. You just click the buttons. But I am telling you, it is best to write them down. You can dispute errors through each credit bureau if that's your preference, and that is mine. You can go to TransUnion, Equifax, or Experian. Keep in mind, some disputes will take longer than others, but that's okay. Once you initiate a dispute, you're done. The credit bureaus are required to investigate it and report the resolution. Spend as much time as it takes trying to have derogatory marks removed, because they also weigh heavily on your overall score. Keep that in mind. Take notes. Review this podcast later and take notes. And also share with a friend. And as I said, become a supporter and send me those questions so I can get you the answers you need. So let's keep going. Number three, dispute incorrect late payment entries. See, mistakes happen. Your mortgage lender may report a payment was late that was in fact paid on time. A credit card provider may fail to enter a payment correctly. You can dispute late payments, whether in accounts that are current or accounts that have been closed, the same way you dispute derogatory marks. Your payment history is another factor that weighs heavily on your credit score, so work hard to clean up those errors. Number four, decide if you want to play the game some credit repair companies play. See, so far we've discussed trying to remove inaccurate information only. You can, if you choose, also dispute accurate information. For example, say an account went to collection, you never paid it, and the collection agency gave up. All that remains is the entry on your credit report. You can still choose to dispute the entry, and many people do. And sometimes those entries will get removed. Why? When you enter a dispute, the credit bureau asks the creditor to verify the information. Some will. Many, like collection agencies, will not. They'll simply ignore the request. And if they do ignore the request, the agency is required to remove the entry from your credit report. What that means is that smaller firms like collection agencies or local lenders or small to mid-sized service providers are less likely to respond to the credit bureaus. It's a hassle they don't need. Banks, credit card companies, auto finance companies, and mortgage lenders are a lot more likely to respond. So if you want, and I'm not recommending this, I'm just saying it's a strategy some people decide to use, you can dispute information in the hope that the creditor will not respond. This is the strategy many credit repair firms use to try to improve their credit scores. If the creditor doesn't respond, the entry gets removed. Should you take this approach? See, that's up to you. You could argue I shouldn't even mention it, but it is something many people do, so I felt it was worth mentioning. Number 5, you could ask nicely. Maybe you tried and failed to remove a negative comment, a late payment, or an account that was marked paid as agreed, which might mean the creditor agreed to let you pay less than you owed. Should you give up? Nope. Try asking nicely. Creditors can instruct credit bureaus to remove entries from your credit report at any time. For example, I hadn't charged anything on a particular credit card for months and didn't notice that I had been charged my annual fee until the payment was late. Looking like a doofus, I was just tossing the statements without opening them because I knew there were no charges. The late payment showed up on my credit report, so I called the credit card company, explained what happened, that I had been a customer for years, and asked if they would remove the entry. They said sure. They also agreed to waive all annual fees in the future, proving yet again that if you don't ask, you don't get. So when all else fails, call and ask nicely. You'll be surprised by how often a polite request for help pays off. Number 6, increase credit limits. Another factor that weighs heavily on your credit score is your credit utilization. The ratio of available credit to credit used makes a very big difference. Generally speaking, carrying a balance of more than 30% of your available credit would negatively impact your score. Maxing out your cards would definitely hurt your score. One way to improve your ratio is to pay down your balances, but another way is to increase your credit limit. I'm going to repeat that. One way to improve your ratio is to pay down your balances, but another way is to increase your credit limit if you ask. If you owe $2,500 on the card with a $5,000 limit, and you get the limit increased to $7,500, your ratio instantly improves. See, to get credit limits increased, call and ask nicely. If you have a decent payment history, most credit card companies would be more than happy to increase your limit after all. They want you to carry a high balance. That's how they get paid. That's how they make money. Just make sure you don't actually use the additional available credit, because then you'll be back in the same available credit ratio boat and you'll be deeper in debt. That is why you need to learn to do it yourself and not depend on companies like Lexington Law, although I have nothing against them. I just want to encourage you to do it yourself and learn how to teach your family so we can move further as a people. Number 7, open another credit card account. Another way to increase your credit card utilization ratio is to open a new account. As long as you don't carry a balance on that card, your available credit immediately increases by the card's limit. Try to get a card that doesn't charge an annual fee, though. Your best bet is through a bank where you already have an account. Granted, cards with no annual fee tend to charge higher interest rates, but if you never carry a balance, the interest rate is irrelevant. But again, be smart. The goal isn't to get access to more cash. The goal is to improve your credit score if you think you'll be tempted to run up a balance on a new account. Do not. Number 8, pay down outstanding balances. I know you need a high credit score because you want to borrow money. If you had the money to pay down your balances, then you might not need to borrow. Still, decreasing your percentage of available credit used can make a quick and significant impact on your credit score. So go on a bare bones budget to free up cash and pay down your balances, or sell something, or you could join me in a business. But paying down balances may be tough to pull off as a short-term move to increase your credit score, but it should be a part of your long-term financial plan. Not only will your credit score increase over time, you won't pay as much interest, which, if you think about it, is just giving lenders money you would rather have stayed in your pocket. Number 9. Pay off high interest new credit accounts first. See, age of credit matters to your credit report. Interest rates matters to your bank account. If you have a $100 a month to put toward paying down balances over and above the required monthly payments, of course, focus on paying off high interest accounts, then prioritize those by the age of the account. Pay off the newest ones first. That way you increase the average length of credit, which should help your score. But you'll also be able to more quickly avoid paying relatively high interest. Then put the money not spent on that payment into the next account on your list. The debt snowball system really does work. And you really need to Google the debt snowball system. It is great. And if you need help on how to get some money to get that snowball really rolling, hey, just get back with me. Just ask me how, and we can do that. But let's go on. Number 10, ride some great credit coattails of a person you trust. Say your spouse has a credit card with little or no balance and a great payment history. If he or she agrees to add you as an authorized user, from a credit score point of view, you automatically benefit from her card's available credit as well as her payment history. Keep in mind, if he or she makes a late payment, that entry will appear as a negative on your credit report too. So choose your credit card friends wisely. Number 11, keep your old credit cards. See, I'm going to repeat that. Number 11, keep your old credit cards. Because, see, we've been talking about history. So we want to create this history and create a future. So, again, number 11, keep your old credit cards. Your age of credit history has a moderate but still meaningful impact on your credit score. Say you've had a certain credit card for 10 years. Closing that account may decrease your overall average credit history and negatively impact your score, especially over the short term. If you're hoping to increase your credit score, but you also need to get rid of a credit card account, get rid of your newest card. You got that? Have you been taking notes? Because note takers are money makers. And I believe in learn until you earn. And let's go on as we conclude this podcast. And again, I would just want to thank you for your time and your energy for listening to this. But if you go on to the end and cross this bridge with me, I guarantee you a better day. So number 12, this should be very simple. Pay every bill on time. Even one late payment can hurt your score. Do everything you can from this day on to always pay your bills on time. And if one month you aren't able to pay everything on time, be smart about which bills you pay late. Your mortgage lender or your credit card provider will definitely report a late payment to credit bureaus, but utilities and cell providers likely will not. Check the account section on your credit reports to see which accounts are listed. And if you have to pay late, choose an account that does not appear on your report. Then work really hard to make sure you can always pay everything on time in the future. Your credit score will thank you, and so will your stress levels. And over time, so will your bank account. Again, I want to thank you for your time and your energy and joining this podcast and fixing your credit. I hope you found value in it. And if so, how...